South African time. It's a beautiful morning here in KZN. Well, it's time for our Q&A with our beloved, honorable, respected Fadila Tul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444. with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 91 and 92. The very foundation of Islam is based on Tawheed, monotheism, and only Islam teaches us true monotheism in the entire world. Hence, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 23, verses 91-92, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدْ. Never did Almighty Allah take a child. So to say Jesus is the Son of God, as the Christians say, or the angels are the daughters of God, Almighty Allah, in Islam we reject it totally with the contempt it deserves. وَمَا كَانَ مَأَهُ مِنْ إِلَٰهِمْ. And there is no other deity but Allah. That people today worship the idols and the idol worship. So you see in India and Sri Lanka and so many other countries, so how they worship the idols and so forth. So in Islam there is no place for that. وَمَا كَانَ مَأَهُ مِنْ إِلَٰهِمْ. There is no deity with him. He's one and alone. He has no parents, no children, no partners, no associates, and he alone has the majesty, sovereignty, authority over the entire universe. Hypothetically, if we continue with that argument and you say that there are other deities, semi-gods, demigods, then what should happen? إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَٰهِمْ بِمَا خَلَقَ. Then it should also happen that every one of them, these deities, they should go away with what they created. But they created zero. Who created anything besides Almighty Allah? You show me. Almighty Allah states, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They cannot even create a single fly, even if all the professors, doctors, scientists come together. They can't create one single fly. Create means from nothing into something with life. And soulment has to take place. The soul, the spirit, the ruh has to be inserted in that. So who can do that? وَلَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. And then the semi-gods, demigods, deities, they should fight for supremacy one over the other. You can see in the political field how they behave like cats and dogs, and worse than that in some countries. Subhanallah, everlasting glory, perfection alone for him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. Amma Yasifoon, he transcends that what they describe to him, that he has sons, daughters, partners, parents, all that rejected with the contempt it deserves. Alimil Ghaibi, he is the only one who knows everything of the unseen. How many droplets in the ocean, how many blades of grass in the whole world, So how many liters of blood was in humanity? So all that only he knows. Was shahada. So the things that are seen and unseen, he alone knows. He is the absolute knower of the unseen and that what can be seen. Fata'ala. And he is so sublime, so exalted. Amma yushrikun. From what they ascribe and associate to him. So every one of you, Muslim and non-Muslim, read chapter 112, the third last chapter of the Noble Quran. It comprises four verses, and there you will understand the message of Tawheed and monotheism. Let us take you around the world and give you some wonderful news. Number one, cryptocurrency. When I told you Bitcoin, etc., not permissible, you found it very hard to believe. Now the whole cryptocurrency has crashed in the world, and now your Bitcoin does not have much value. So in America, huge, huge crisis. There in France, again, the clergy are busy. You must remember, one of them now is on trial for abusing, sexually molesting a 14-year-old girl. This is the history of the Christian church, the pedophiles, the rapists, and the molesters. Remember that. One side, they say that celibacy, and then on the other side, the monk and the nun are busy with monkey business. And you see, pope after pope after pope has to go, yeah, there, and apologize for rifle repairs, for what their priests did in different places. Trump is shouting and screaming it away. He say, how dare anybody stands in my way. I will be the sole person representative for the Republican Party. And he said that next week sometime on the 15th or so, he'll make a big announcement. The announcement we can tell you will be that he will be standing for the elections on behalf of the Republican Party. And anybody else from his party wants to stand, so Trump says, I'm at war with you. I met this person, remember, very few of you even heard his name. That's an indictment upon the Muslim Ummah. We in South Africa, he is there in the North Africa, and his name Rashid Ghannouchi. So Rashid Ghannouchi was imprisoned for years and years, and now he has been released. And remember, the person currently, he runs the Nahda party. The Nahda party is the Muslim party. So the President Qais, they have currently proper murtad, just like MBS and all those Emirati leaders and Bahrain and so forth. So remember, an enemy Shaitan, but the West and France and them love to keep him. Anybody is anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, they love such people. Look at the Vatican, the chief auditor. They fired him, now he is suing them. The corruption in the Vatican. All you Christians better wake up. Your Pope has got a lot of tricks under his sleeve. And remember, the chief auditor now is suing the Vatican. You all are so corrupted. And when I wanted to expose you, you fired me. You go and read it and see what they got. You see, the world today is totally mixed up. When we were children and grew up, we knew exactly there are two genders, male and female. No third gender, no mix-up. So British Airways decided, no, we want to make everything equal. So whether it's the pilot, whether it's the stewards, all that, now the male and female can apply the same makeup. So imagine you got a pilot and he's got lipstick, he's got mascara, he's got makeup, you don't know it's Eve or Steve, and they can wear skirts. And I don't know, next maybe they will tell them, the man, you can wear the woman's underwear, or tell the women, you can wear the man's underwear. The curse system of the West. They are shaitan, they are aulad and children of Lucifer. Remember that, you can check it up there. What a disgrace for you, BA. That's why you don't have AB, you got BA. Totally mixed up people. So yesterday a person told me, we had 2, 3, 4 children before, but nowadays the West is promoting you can have 2, 3, 4 fathers, you can have 2, 3, 4 mothers. Must be climate changing, you know, global warming. So it's blowing their fuses and it is totally confusing them. Now look at the apartheid. Now you tell me, I give you 3 stories, that you tell me that all you Jutlas, all you Zionists, all you Jews in any part of the world, now you tell me what is right and wrong. So remember the deputy mayor of Jerusalem. He says, I have a master plan to expel the Arabs from Jerusalem. But they are there for thousands of years. Your father gave you the right to expel the Muslims and the Arabs and all that. Therefore, we say, Jutlas, Jews, Zionists, you're not the chosen people. You are the cursed people by Almighty Allah. And the whole world saw what you are doing, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And therefore, we need another Hitler like Putin to sort you out. And Putin and Iran said yesterday, you supply arms to Ukraine and then we attack you. Then you see what happens to them. Second one, if you know the politics there in Palestine, so Ahmed Atun was now released after 8 months or so from the Israeli detention, administrative detention. You know, under apartheid, we had detention without trial. So yeah, same thing they have. They can just detain anybody. That is their democracy. Nothing, no charges, no due process, and so forth. And there are thousands of Palestinians, hundreds of political prisoners, and that is the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime. Get it clear in your head. Occupation is terrorism, and majority of the world has called it what it is. So that is one story. Second story, go see in Gaza, 15 years and more in that open prison, and that is what they are saying now. And then Ben-Gvir, always remember his name, so now he's talking too much. He's waiting for his ministerial post, and then he will start taking action against the Arabs, meaning the Palestinians. And then Sisi, another shaitan, another murtad day in Egypt. Abdul Fattah Sisi, his mother is a Jewess. He thought with the COP27 that he will get honor, but Allah has his own system. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whomsoever he wishes. Allah disgraces whomsoever he wishes. Totally disgrace in the international field, Sisi, in the international field. Why? His name Abdul Fattah, but there's a political prisoner, Ala Abdul Fattah, and he is on a hunger strike and so forth. So he's asking the world, big conferences, where's our human rights? And he's a British citizen as well, and an Egyptian citizen. Rishi, what you doing about that, Rishi? So remember that. These are the questions you should know. Regarding our beloved South Africa, now this is D-Day and D-Week for Cyril CR. Whether he will be made, he will make it or break it. Now the pala, everything, big conferences going on, and they are mum about it. But to me, I think Cyril is gone now. Pala made him finish now, you see. Even we got no confidence in him or any one of them else, to be honest. Last one, my brother who works here for us, mashallah, he's here with us 6-7 months now. His name is Uwais Mijaki. So Uwais, he will be reading the news for you today, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, inshallah. So he's getting married today. His nikah is after Asr here in Carltonville, about half an hour, 40 minutes drive from here. And Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai Rahimahullah, who passed away there in Warrington. So Maulana was a very, very famous alim of South Africa. So it's his granddaughter. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bless our Uwaisi and his wife to be, inshallah, with pious children, in ki jori ko salamat rakhe, and Allah Ta'ala keep them happy. That is our duas for them, G.
Ustad, I've got a brother here from Chatsworth. He wants to know that can Muslims drink holy water prepared by a priest? Anonymous brother, Ustad from Chatsworth.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The only water we know as holy water is the Zamzam water there in Makkah Mukarramah. Zamzam does not mean stop, as many Muslims believe. Zamzam means Al-Ma'ul Kathir, abundant water. From the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, he left them there, biwadin ghayri zi zara'in inda baytikal muharram. So in a a valley, no vegetation, no habitation, and he made dua. He cried to Almighty Allah, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. O Almighty Allah, you give them food, you give them drink, Ya Allah. The first thing Almighty Allah blessed them was, after this dua and supplication, was the Zamzam water. And the Quranic verse here, you want chapter 14, verse number 37, chapter 14, verse 37, and the hadith in Ibn Majah, authentic hadith, Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu, whatever intention, provided is something permissible, you drink the Zamzam water, it will be very, very effective. To take so-called holy water from non-Muslim, a Christian priest, or a Hindu, remember Sadhu, or from a rabbi of the Jewish faith, for us Muslims, not permissible. They pray to idols, they pray to whatever they pray, for us totally haram to consume that, and even to take it is not permissible. Remember, that will not be acceptable for us as Muslims.
Ustad, can azan be given inside a masjid border, Ustad?
Remember, adhan is supposed to be rendered outside the masjid, outside the mosque, and if you would, and the iqama, that is before the congregational prayer, so that is inside the masjid. But if there are circumstances, nowadays, you know, South Africa, so many criminals, so many crooks, so if you render the adhan inside, you put the mic inside because they steal it and so forth, so then as a last resort, it will be permissible and the adhan will be valid, if there is a valid reason.
I see Robert says that, AK, I see, you know, a lot of what's happening in the war between Russia and Ukraine. So what would happen if Putin got assassinated? Robert, Ustad.
Oh, you must remember Robin Hood. What you say, my Robin Hood? Let me shoot one apple on Robin Hood. You know, that's what we learn, something like that in school. So remember Putin, remember, if he dies, that is beyond control, but he's still in control. Now the whole West, you must remember, America, NATO, and all of them, Europe, are celebrating that now the Ukrainians are there in Kherson, and the Russians have pulled out 30,000 of them. Remember, Putin studies the Quran. He knows what he's doing. So he just made a strategic, you see, movement, maneuver, strategic maneuver. So from the western side, he goes to the eastern side and says, we must just attack them from this side here. So Putin is winning. There's no question about it. Tactics will differ, obviously. Yes, they tried 100 times already to assassinate him. You know, Americans, they invaded 50 countries or more since World War II. Go ask the CIA and all of them what they did. So they will tell you, but he is too sharp for them. So we make dua and we supplicate to Allah, Allah Ta'ala make him a Muslim, and then he can be our commander-in-chief. You think we can rely on these Arab clowns who are bootlicking the West? You think we can rely on the Muslim leaders, majority of them murtad, traitors, enemies of Islam? Nay, we need someone who can tell the West, come, I'm ready for you. So that's why we want Putin, inshallah, before his death, Allah Jalla Wala give him hidayat, make him a Muslim, then for him will be, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. If he embraces Islam and Iman, then he's got his reward in this world and maximum, optimum reward in the year after. On his desk, he's got the Quran. So inshallah, that's a good sign. Allah Jalla Wala bless him with Iman and Islam.
Islam. Ustad, I got a new listener, just received this message now, says that it's from Umslanga, and the sister says, I am a Hebrew, a Jewish female. She says that, I hope I'm not going to offend you, but when will the killing stop in Palestine? And we do pray always for the people of Palestine. And why is Palestine a poor country? Evie, her name is Evie, Ustad.
So, my sister, that you say, when will the killing stop? You have to ask your brothers, your fathers, your army, who are the terrorists, who's murdering, who's killing, who killed Shirin Abu Akila. The whole world saw it. The whole world knows the occupying force are the Jews, are the Nazis, are the Zionists, and so forth. Who's stealing the land of the Palestinians? You're asking who's so poor, why they're so poor. So, you must ask your regime, my sister. So remember, oh, you are answering my questions. Remember that. That these are the questions we ask the world. That Israel, the day it was born in apartheid. The day it was born, it was a terrorist regime. Before it was established, already Gustavo studied the Stern Gang and the Haganah Gang. What massacres they carried out in the Palestinian villages. Now you got Ben Gvir, who is going to become a minister, 100% terrorist, 100% thug, 100% Zionist, 100% Satan and Lucifer's child. So that is what you got in Israel. And you telling me that now I must take offense? No, what must I take offense? I'm telling you non-Muslims that I take no offense and I give you this platform. You ask any question you want to related to Islam or Muslims or whatever. If Muslims are right, we will tell you they're right. If they're wrong, they're wrong. So we don't apologize for anybody, and we will not compromise on any issue of Islam.
Subhanallah. Somebody says here, I am a South African. I would like to remain anonymous. But you see, AK, I am totally confused why guns are made. Is it only made for criminals? Because if we use it for our protection, we get arrested. Your input, Ustad.
Remember that in this world, guns and everything, missiles and bombs and whatever is very good to deter the enemy. Why can't India attack Pakistan? They know Pakistan is a nuclear state. So you must remember that. Therefore, Muslim countries are commanded by Almighty Allah. وَإِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَىٰ, that you must prepare for the enemy to the best of your ability. So remember, the problem lies in South Africa. Africa with our constitution. When I told you already those days, this constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written. What good is that constitution that makes South Africa one of the highest capital, murder capital of the world, the rape capital of the world, the gay capital of the world, the drug capital of the world, the gender violence of the world? So what good is that? Surah 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 60. Chapter 8, verse number 60. That is what Allah says. Now look at Saudi Arabia. Look at Emirates. Look at Bahrain. Look at Morocco, Jordan, Egypt. All these countries made peace with Israel. Boot licking. You're supposed to do what Iran is doing. So Iran 100% kuffar. They Shia, they non-Muslim. But the good they do, that we must admire that. That they have the kamikaze, all these drones. They have the best army in the Middle East after Israel. And so look at these Saudis and so forth. Hopeless, useless, impotent. Look at UAE building the biggest casino there and building this tower. Hopeless, useless people, remember that. They can't even defend themselves. Anytime something happens, they have to call the Pakistani army and so forth. So that is where we are. The problem is not the gun. The problem is the people who wrote and compiled that constitution, that instead of hanging these people, they raped so many. The chap raped 90 women. Give me one reason why he could not be put in front of a gun and we must shoot him to death. Give me one reason. You give me one reason. So your constitution is upside down, just like the politicians, majority of them. When we have clowns running a country, you don't expect much, my brother.
I got Sheikh Mustafa from Dubai. He says, "Ya Sheikh, is Riyadh a Muslim country?" And he says, "Mufti, please tell me your verdict." Sheikh Mustafa, Ustad.
Sheikh Mustafa, is Emirates a Muslim country? That is what you must ask first. Anta, you know, we say Sahibul Bayti Adra Bimafi. The person of the house, you must remember, is the one who knows the most. So whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's Emirates, Morocco, Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Indonesia, Pakistan, All of them are Muslim countries. What do you mean Muslim countries? You mean that majority of the people there are Muslim. Is it an Islamic country? No, it's not an Islamic country. Why? None of them are Islamic country. Islamic country means where you apply the law of Islam. The Sharia must reign supreme. Not what's happening now. Qatar spending, you must remember, billions of dollars. And see how humiliated they are. Last night, I asked one brother, the nephew, where's your uncle? I don't see him. He say he left for Umrah. He say that every month when he goes with Qatar Airlines, but this time he couldn't go with Qatar Airlines. The ticket now from South Africa, Qatar and back and so forth, from there he gets a connecting flight. So now the current ticket is 30,000 rand per person. So he decided to take another airline, Emirates or Etihad or whatever. So it shows that you must remember and see that the negative publicity they are getting because they want to bootleg the West and so forth. And remember, more and more scorn, disgrace, humiliation is heaped upon them. So that is where we are. If you speak of Sheikh Mustafa Riyadh and that area, we've been to all these areas several times. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made dua for Sham. Sham is the Levant, that is Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. So you call that the Levant, you call it Sham. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote a whole book on it, which I have by me. Open Mishkat Sharif, in the end you will find a hadith regarding the Levant and Sham. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam made dua for the people of Yemen. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. And then the people said, wa fi Najdina. What is Najd? Makanun Murtafi, the high place, and that is Riyadh and those areas there. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them, for the Najdis. Why? Nabi alayhi salam said, Hunaka al fitan was zalazil. Hunaka zalazil wal fitan. Go open Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, authentic ahadith, all this are. So therefore, you can see Murtad bin Shaitan and them. He's not a Muslim, got nothing to do with Islam, but he's running the country. So that is where we are. Your leader also is not a Muslim, so you must remember Islam putting casinos and all these things there. So we must be very clear on all these issues. Yeah, these are the enemies of Islam. The ulama wrote, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. All you ulama students, write down this word. Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Nawar Allah Marqadahu, he passed away in 43. So he said, ye log najdi hai. These people, these Saudis and them there in Riyadh and them, but it don't mean everyone, it means majority. They are Najdis. Nabi alayhi salam refused to make dua for them. Ye log najdi hai, wajdi nahi. Wajdi, they don't understand the Sharia. They don't want to understand Tazkiyah. They don't want to understand Islam. They just want everybody must praise them and no one must criticize them. That is where they are today. Two more questions.
Ustaz, I've got another listener says here that a question to the Ansar listeners. Sir, in Islam, if a wife is caught with another man, she should be stoned to death in public, and that's according to you as well. So if Islamic law is brought into South Africa, then don't you think there would be any more inhabitants? Brother from Maritzburg, Ustad.
My brother from Maritzburg, why are you asking the Ansar listeners? Pose the question to me, my brother. So I give you both sides of the spectrum. You see, for fornication, so the Quran teaches us, Surah chapter 24, verse 2, Fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma mi'ata jalda. Take them out in public when they are 100% guilty. They confess to the crime, or we have sufficient witnesses, eyewitnesses. Then we must not show them mercy and compassion. We must whip them, lash them, flog them 100 lashes, and it must be done in public. Make 4 or 5, you got 9 provinces. So make everyone, one province, one example. You tell me how many people will commit fornication after that. I'm asking you. when there is adultery and you take them in public and then there is the death penalty for them, how many people will commit adultery after that? To you, my brother P. M. Berg, you might think that this is barbaric and this is very harsh. Islam's punishment is an example, sample, and a deterrent. Make few people the example, and your crime situation is solved. Juxtapose that with your America, with your Europe, South Africa. You can't even control the people today because your laws are totally not worth the paper on which it's written. Your prisons are filled to capacity, and so forth. So what good is your law? Your criminals are so brazen in committing more crime. Your whole criminal penal code is a failure and a joke. Remember that. Last question.
I see Sister Evie, who starts from Umslanga, she says that, sir, I think you should be awarded, this program should be awarded of the answers that you give to the world and especially to the people of South Africa. Evie, who starts, the Jewish female.
Thank you, my sister Evie, the Jewish female. We pray for you. We're not interested in awards and rewards, but if you tell your jutlas that they must give me a straight ticket from here to Jerusalem and I can have free entry to Aqsa, I will take that without interference. You tell them that. AK says, give me guarantee that I can enter Aqsa without any interrogation and so forth, and direct ticket I'll take. It. So you must remember, you tell your jutlas that, okay? Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.